Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. When the heavens turn grim, the tapestry of our upper world now hangs heavy with hues of grayscale. Where once was the azure canvas that cradled dreams of blue skies and puffy clouds, now only a morose monochrome remains. In this latest edition of our ongoing saga, we delve into the haunting narratives etched in the skies. Our toxic firmament narrates the Carbon Chronicles. Our tale is neither one of medieval dragons spewing poisonous fire, nor of mythical curses blackening the realm's horizon. No, dear reader, this chronicle is rooted in merciless reality. Thus, we find ourselves chronicling the everyday apocalypse from which there is no waking up, our atmosphere, an ever-thickening broth of carbon compounds, relentlessly woven by the very fabric of industry and negligence. Walk with me down this desolate path, a stark parade of statistics symptomatic of our collective condition. Every breath we partake plays Russian roulette with toxicants born out of our unquenched thirst for fossil fuels. Our advanced societies gasp in the clutches of carbon monoxide, choking on ground-level ozone, dizzied by nitrogen dioxide, all while our elder and younger kin buckle under the weight of this pervasive poison. Memoirs of the Muffled Earth recall, if your lungs allow, the great fields of agriculture that once bounteously sustained generation after generation. No longer do they thrive, the green grace usurped by acid rain's scorch, the yield choked by particulate matter's strangle. The very soil feels the sorrow, devoid of nutrients, lifeless, a barren scape that once danced with verdure and vigor. The economic engines, once roaring lions, now wheeze like tired old cats, their strength sapped, resources scarce, their outputs diminished by the ceaseless smog that strangles both breath and prosperity. What of our technological prowess, you ask? Paralyzed. The innovation that propelled us to dizzying heights lies suffocated beneath a sea of gray. We've crafted an iron curtain of our own ethereal making, where even the sun's valiant rays falter and wane. Eulogies echo in the expanse. The testimonials ring clear across what's left of humanity's vast domains. In the stillness of this once vibrant world, we listen to the echoes of machines now silent, of birds that sing no more, and of children whose laughter has grown foreign in this muted realm. We found no solace in the Sisyphean struggle, narrates an unseen voice, a remnant of the stubbornness that clings to life. We weather the relentless bitter wind, the last of us. Cloaked in masks, we tread the remnants of civilization as monuments to our folly crumble. So it is, with hearts both heavy and hollow, we purvey these chronicles, a requiem to skies that once heralded the rise of humanity, now a testament to the fall. As scribes to a future void of redemption, we etch these words not in search of hope, but to document the final chapters as the curtain of despair inexorably draws close. Our toxic sky has been canvas painted by the smog of regret, rendering the air a thick, corrosive fog that whispers admonitions to those who can still bear witness. We, the unfortunate curators of this dystopia, continue observing, recording, and narrating, knowing too well our chronicles serve but as epitaph to a world already mourning itself. Should this tome of tragedies be found when our voices have long faded into the silent void, may it stand as an eternal reminder of what once was and what should never have been repeated.